Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the astrological energies of November 11th through the 18th. And this is a very big, dynamic time. The middle of November has a lot of energies requiring us to move forward, ready or not, and requiring an intense understanding of who you are now. So I will be talking about that in today's show. There's a lot of themes coming through that are focused on no turning back. There is no turning back in the middle of November. There is a part of you that has permanently changed, that has been required to change, and it's that part of yourself that you are getting more comfortable in. You are moving into and embracing, but it could also be wildly uncomfortable and it could bring up some fears. We're going to talk about that in today's episode. Also, please note that there was not a Monday podcast. So I just wanted to call that out in case you thought maybe you missed it. I was offline. But please note that you can always go to my YouTube channel and look at the playlist where I have a playlist specifically about the 2020 energies. That's where you can understand more about the third and final Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn energies that are happening over this next week. I will touch on that in today's episode, but if you wanted to go deeper into the cycles of energies that are coming up, please listen to that episode. Also, please note that the 2020 playlist has two episodes on Saturn in Aquarius, part one and part two. You can also find these episodes across all of the podcast distributors that you listen to. But the thing that's nice about YouTube is that I can organize these topics for you so that they're easier to find. So over this next week, we have a lot of big energies coming up that are really focused on Scorpio themes. Mercury is back in Scorpio as of November 10th. We have the Scorpio new moon on November 14th and 15th. That's at 23 degrees of Scorpio. And then we also have Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn, and Pluto is the ruler of Scorpio. So we're really in Scorpio energies right now, and we've been moving through a very deep process throughout 2020 that has required us to step into a higher version of ourselves. Of course, this is different for each person. This is different depending on where you are in your energies, in your ascension process, in your life. And what we're looking at here in the middle of November is truly understanding more of our potential that was limited or held back because it wasn't quite time. That is one part of these energies, is that astrology shows us timing. When the energies are ripe, when the energies are strong, and when we're ready. And when you are tuned into those cycles, it can feel easier to make the changes. It can feel like you're stepping into the flow, that the wind is at your back, that there is more opportunity to embrace certain energies at certain times. However, throughout 2020, we've had these waves of energy coming through that have been pushing us into places that have probably felt uncomfortable. It could even feel like so much of your life has changed in a short span of time that it's been hard to grasp or understand things at a deeper level. Now is the time to look at what is true for you, what is coming through as something that you respond to at deeper levels of your being. And that would be energetically, intuitively, emotionally. There have been messages coming through this year that have shown you more of your own potential, your own desires, what you really want to live a joyful life, what really matters to you, what has significance. I even am feeling like this year has opened up, and I'm seeing it as ripped open, new soul contracts, new understandings of what is happening for you that it just wasn't time previously. The last decade, it couldn't have happened. There wasn't energies. There wasn't support for it. Now, in this new decade, a whole new array of possibilities, choices, dreams, desires are on the table. And it feels like there has been an opening into these energies that happened quickly. Maybe it was shocking, unexpected, something you never thought would happen, something you never thought was possible. This has been a year of shifting the energetic trajectories so that humanity can keep evolving, but it's required a lot of deep change. And yes, you can look at this in terms of COVID, in terms of everything that has happened in the world. But this is what I'm feeling at a deeper level of our individual journeys, is that there are now possibilities that you can move into and step into. But there's almost this, it's like, I'm going to call it an energetic agreement, that you're making an agreement, a commitment to yourself to step into this higher level of consciousness and to reside there. And this is related to the Capricorn energies that have been working with us intensely throughout 2020 to bring up these higher commitments, these soul contracts, these new potentials of what you absolutely can achieve, the new direction, the new ambitions, the new goals. But it requires you to get really clear on where you have to step away from expired energies, step away from anything that brings you down, that requires your energy to sink into a density that is really uncomfortable. And what I'm seeing here in this week in November, when we have these very big Scorpio themes, is that we're really feeling a transformation that we can't deny, that we can't even think our way through or ignore. There's something so pivotal about this next week that we're being asked to understand that so much of life is about going into the unknown, and that it begins when you are born. When you leave the comfort of the womb, you are literally brought into a whole new world that you know nothing about, and you can feel very vulnerable, uncertain. You're picking up on all these energies. It's a very raw experience. There is an energy here of stepping into this rawness, stepping into what has been taken away, brings up uncertainty, brings up fears, brings up doubts, brings up everything that the mind and emotional body are challenged to process. And so much of transformation is very intense. It's very personal. It's your own experience of your energies. And each of us moves through that in a different way. But there's energy here that you're being invited to tap into and to listen to. What is this new potential that's birthing for me that is showing me my own energy in a higher, more evolved form? But there's going to be choices about what you say, what you do, how you act, how you process to move you forward instead of keeping you in a previous version of yourself. The intensity is no joke. And it can feel like you want to just stay in a comfort zone. Like, never mind, I don't want to do this. I'm not interested. This is scary. This is intense. I want to just go back to how I always handled things, or what I always did in this similar instance in my life. Or I don't want to step into this. It has that very human message of this is scary, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't know what's going to happen next. It brings up all of our fears. But part of what this energy is a repartnering with your, I see it as a higher self, that reminds you how many times you've had to up level in your life, how many times you have changed, how many times you've stepped into uncertainty, how many times you've been pushed, ready or not, to move forward. The difference now is that it's rising up in you, and it's like a calling, being called forward, being called into something that can feel big, overwhelming, emotionally uncertain, etc. And yet this is exactly the gift. The gift is the uncertainty. The gift is the unknown, because when you move into this next paradigm of energy, there's so many more things that are going to be created that you could never experience in the previous version of yourself. So this is a week of removal and really holding yourself to a higher standard that you only know about. It's sort of like understanding that you have your process. You have things you share with your friends or family, you know, things you talk through, that you move through. But this is actually a deeper personal energy of understanding what you've been through, what matters to you. But also I feel it as that up-leveling to something your soul contracted with to experience, and your soul contracted with this next phase for very intentional reasons. So it's almost like the push-pull is between you and your soul's guidance, or between you and your higher self. And when you look at it from that perspective, where it's a bigger energy calling you forward, how does that feel? And can you release any of the resistance? Can you kind of set down or put down things that seemed really big and maybe make them smaller and shrink them down? This is where there is potential for all these new, it feels like dreams, manifestations, possibilities. Again, things that were not possible in the last decade are possible now because of this very deep energy shift. And this is a week to make commitments to yourself, to honor what feels correct for you, to rise above the fears, and to move forward with a sense of deeper trust in what you're feeling, the energies you're picking up, and your own intuition. And this is very powerful. And the reason why it's so big is because these energies are coming through in multiple ways astrologically. So Mercury is back in Scorpio, and Scorpio is the investigator. So there is a need here to look at what you have learned and discovered about yourself, about your own process since October. So not that long ago, obviously, but there's been an intensity of something we've been thinking through that now there's new revelations and understandings. This Mercury in Scorpio is going to make a third and final opposition to Uranus in Taurus at 9 degrees on November 17th. And this is where there is support to get out of our own heads, to get out of our own way, to stop overthinking it, to look at where there's been obsession or where we've been overly fixated on things to the point of missing the forest for the trees. There's an energy here of balancing what's possible, but to not rely only on your mind. Mercury in Scorpio wants to dig in and understand. That's why it's an excellent energy for healing, for understanding more of who you are, what you need, and how you feel. Mercury in Scorpio is where we go into our deeper programming, our deeper feelings, and look at, well, what is the source of this? Where did this first get triggered for me in this lifetime or in other lifetimes? Why is there a repeating theme of this in my world? All of these questions come up with Mercury in Scorpio, but then that opposition from Uranus and Taurus is about being released, understanding it from a higher perspective, understanding, why did my soul choose these energies to experience? Why did my soul choose this lesson? What is my soul needing to heal? Because it's highly likely that there will be a clear shift when you tap into that higher soul perspective of why you chose to experience certain energies and what you were ready to heal at a deeper level of your being. So this is just one energy signature of the week that is repeated through multiple astrological alignments. The other energy that's very strong is we have Mars stationing direct at 15 degrees of Aries on November 13th. This is when that Mars energy is reconnecting with the truth of what he wants, where he understands that there has been a reworking of the ego, a reworking of lower consciousness, where he's not just acting because this is what I want. He's acting with a higher consciousness. And that higher consciousness has come through because of his squares to the planets in Capricorn that have said, slow down, look at the effects of this, think this through, understand what's happening in the bigger cycles, act with maturity, understand that what you want is absolutely possible to manifest an experience, but it's how you go about it that will make all the difference. And if you can act with greater responsibility in that manner, it's going to come together even faster. There is a quickening of energies in the second half of November. We have more energies coming through in November and December that speed up movement, that really get things going. And that is going to feel really good if you've been doing your work, if you've been in alignment with more of who you are and what you want. It's almost like the things you thought were delayed or no longer available can all of a sudden appear, can connect, can click. The end of this year has a lot of movement, which is nice considering how most of 2020 felt like there was very little movement. So things are going to pick up. And here we have this Mars stationing direct at 15 degrees of Aries at a starting line. What are you starting that you're ready to move forward and journey through for the next 2 years? And that's because Mars takes 2 years to go through a full cycle of the zodiac. So there's a beginning point here that maybe you felt was delayed, stalled out. And what it's showing you is that, like, what I'm feeling is that part of the timing and frustration and impatience is that there needed to be more things lined up down the road. It's sort of like if you start something prematurely and you arrive there too quickly, there it's like a marathon. And I've never run a marathon, but what I'm seeing is that it's almost like you enter into a town before they have a time to set up the water break station, or before you can get what you need, before you can get to the next marker. So the pacing is intentional, but it's required us to do a lot of slowing down that has probably felt uncomfortable. Safe to say, there have been many things about 2020 that have been uncomfortable and have taken us out of our known reality. And this is what has been necessary to change the trajectory of energies. So if you can see that everything is happening in a supportive way, that can also shift how you approach this next chapter and what you're moving towards. Mars will be hanging out at 15 degrees of Aries for most of November and will complete the month at 16 degrees. So Mars really will start to get more traction into December, and that's where there will be an acceleration, especially since we'll be in eclipse season. But know that this has ultimately shown you more of what you really want. And there's been an energy of don't compromise. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on a dream. Don't give up on a potential. Don't let it just be something you walk around. I feel like what the universe, God, source, spirit has been showing us is that there are things we can experience in our life that maybe we didn't realize were potentials. But because of what has shifted on the planet and what has shifted within each of us, there are these, it just feels like higher soul contracts. They feel like they have a healing energy to them. It feels like they are balanced. They are whole. They are, they're top shelf. These are top shelf soul contracts that you couldn't reach previously. It was literally too much of a stretch. And almost like when something's on a top shelf, you can't even see it. And now there are things within reach that are possible. And you can apply this to any or all area of your life. But this is specifically showing up in your world based on what has changed for you permanently in the Capricorn energies in your life. So we have the third and final Jupiter conjunct Pluto that's happening at 22, nearly 23 degrees of Capricorn. And this is an energy of understanding what you have mastered and learned throughout 2020. These energies first started in late March, early April. And if you remember, that's when it became very intense with COVID, a lot of lockdowns, a lot of things happening in the world, a lot of excavations, a lot of removals, a lot of things shifting on the planet in a very big way, but also very hidden. If you can remember back to late March, early April, there was something that was drastically changing for each of us energetically. So yes, there was intensity around quarantine, lockdown, COVID, but there was something energetically shifting. And what I'm seeing is that something was coming through at a, it just looks like a, at a cellular level that was purging. There was a deep purge of energy that could have been incredibly uncomfortable because it was a push out of a comfort zone. Now that Jupiter energy is showing us what we're learning, what we're understanding, how we're growing, how we're expanding. And in Capricorn, it shows us more of what we can experience in the world, in your career, in your profession, but also in your overall sense of energetic mastery, where we take full responsibility for our lives. We take all responsibility for our journey in this lifetime and all lifetimes. And that energy of many lifetimes is Pluto. Pluto is an evolutionary energy that shows us how our soul is growing through multiple timelines and lifetimes. It brings up the soul lessons that are incomplete, the soul contracts that are incomplete, shows us where we've had unconscious energies that can be repaired, reworked, released. It also shows us where there's no going back, because Pluto permanently changes our lives. And if you've had multiple Pluto transits in this lifetime, you probably have felt like you've lived many lifetimes in this one lifetime, because Pluto changes things forever. It changes your energy. So the end of March, beginning of April, the first Jupiter-Pluto conjunction was asking us to go deeper into our own unconscious programming, to look at something, to look at perhaps many things that ultimately are no longer right for us. And that's where the death occurs, the letting go, the completion, and the permanent removal. And so not only was this happening in the world at large, but I feel it happening within us at a cellular level and at an emotional, energetic, and spiritual level. So then throughout the middle of 2020, there was a second conjunction that was in late June, early July, which would have been the second pass of this energy, that also was another removal, almost like a second layer of skin or exfoliation that needed to come up and come off. And it also is uncomfortable because that Pluto energy leaves nothing untouched. It goes into the deepest parts of us that have been limiting us. So here we have throughout 2020, a very deep exfoliation process around soul experiences, soul energy, soul contracts, things that are done, things that are complete, but it could also feel powerless. There could have been an energy of feeling powerless throughout this year, because there is the reprogramming of your own perceptions, reprogramming the stories, the narratives, but the feelings associated with those narratives, and then to go even deeper, the belief systems that were imprinted and ingrained into your energy, that's what's being reworked at a deeper cellular level. And I've also felt that throughout this year, we've been receiving these blasts of light, and the light is coming from a very far off source of energy outside of our solar system that's supporting this transformation and has created more intensity. So again, there's something in your world you haven't been able to ignore. It's required your attention, healing, work. It's probably brought you down into some emotional dungeons. It's asked you to go deeper into something where maybe you thought at a surface level it was about this, and then we get dragged into the underworld and we have to look at something at a much more profound level so that we are in control and we are in a place of power with all of our energy. And it's required a lot of work. It's required a lot of honesty. It can have felt wildly vulnerable and really unsettling. There could be parts of yourself that you don't like. You know, it shows us all of our energy. It shows us everything. In fact, it's not just looking at a 360 degree circle of energy. It's looking at a globe, like standing in your aura and seeing all of the energy all around you that's been circulating throughout many lifetimes. And then seeing how that energy is also within us at a cellular level. And that we've had to go in to these very deep energies. It looks like a labyrinth. And it looks like it's been energies that have been stuck. Oh my gosh, they're saying it's been on lockdown. Okay, that's funny. Cellular lockdown as a parallel to the global lockdown. And in fact, they have served each other, where the lockdown at a global level has required us to go in to ourselves to look at what we have locked down at a personal level, at a cellular level, at a soul level, and to open that back up. And then the openings and the healing that occurs there is what reemerges when the global lockdown is over. And I'm seeing this in a very beautiful way, that it makes sense how this there's a synergy here. There's a synergy of energies that are supporting humanity at a higher level of consciousness. And so the intensity we've been moving through this year is showing us where we have to let some things go. It's that sense of this is over for me. This is complete for me. For my best and highest good, it's complete for me. And what it feels like is that there's already this future version of self that is in partnership with this current reality. And so you can play with that or look at how that feels for you. But what I'm getting is that there is this new, it feels like a new reality that's opening up. And this is happening energetically. This is happening, of course, in the real world as well for those who are tuned in at that vibration and that frequency. But there is an opening here to those higher level soul contracts that you couldn't reach or connect with previously. And they have a very different energy to them. But what we're being asked to do is to commit to a new part of ourselves that we don't fully know yet. And so this is why it's easy to stay in a comfort zone, to go back to who you were, to stay in something that you know. But there's a push this week. There's such a push to move something forward for yourself. And you know this. Only you know this. And it could be in one area of your life. It could be in multiple areas of your life. But there is a push to step into a higher version of yourself. And this is also strongly connected with the November 14th and 15th Scorpio new moon at 23 degrees. I have a separate video on YouTube for you talking about that chart. This is a very powerful new moon as both the sun and the moon in Scorpio make beneficial connections to this Jupiter-Pluto conjunction that I've been talking about and to Saturn in Capricorn. The energy is happening at 23 degrees, which is the third decan of Scorpio, which is where the phoenix is rising. There's a phoenix rising energy here, and I actually feel it across multiple timelines. So it's not just 2020. There's a phoenix rising energy at a soul level where if you've been doing the deep, intense work, if you've really been healing, moving through things, going into who you are, going into your emotions and your process, going into anything that has been a crutch or holding you back at some level, this is where the energy is rising across multiple lifetimes. I'm seeing it as a convergence zone, and I'm seeing it as multiple strings. I'm seeing seven strings coming together and creating a new, it looks like a rope, braiding together this rope that has been cleared. I mean, this feels like the energy is very new. It is raw, vulnerable, unknown. It can feel like standing naked outside in the elements and all of the elements, you know, there's the rain and the snow and the wind and the sun, and it just has that rawness to it. And the energies are converging together in a very powerful way. It feels like the only way this rope can even be formed and how the strings can even be braided together is because of the experiences you've had on this planet. And that's how big it is. And that's why it can feel scary and uncertain and all those things. But this is the other side of it. It's sort of like, but it's because of what you've mastered, because of what you've been through, because of what only you know that you have carried and moved through. This is why the push is happening. This is why the new start can begin. And this braided energy, it has a very clear vibration to it. It's no longer tangled up in other emotions. It's no longer like it's no longer being sullied or dirtied by something else. It's like there's been this intentional clearing that has required you to be a new and higher version of yourself that has been very hard, emotionally intense. It's been difficult. It could have been that you've been through the ringer. You know, I feel like that's true for so many people right now who are on a higher ascension path, is that you know it has not been easy by any means, and all areas of your life have probably shifted and changed, and yet what is true for you keeps coming back or keeps showing up or comes back around. And it comes back around even through multiple lifetimes. They're showing me this energy of a figure eight, the infinity symbol, where there are connections or reconnections. There are dreams and new dreams, or there are dreams that were stalled out in a previous lifetime. And now it's time to step into that energy again, but it's at a higher vibration. So this all feels really big, and it feels like the middle of November. Again, it's asking you to look at where you cannot go back, where you cannot go back to a previous version of yourself, and also the importance of mastering what you've been working on throughout this year specifically, or it could be throughout your whole life. But there is a mastery element here that's also connected with the Scorpio new moon, where you're really understanding that the previous version of you no longer exists. You don't even want to connect to it. So it's catching yourself when you start on an emotional loop, or when your mind starts going back into certain stories or certain narratives, catching yourself where you could go into feeling powerless or feeling a lower vibration creeping in. There's a reconnection here of talking back to those messages from a higher consciousness. And that is part of the gift of Scorpio, is that you rise up out of those fears and those messages. You rise up out of the emotional programming, the emotional loops, the emotional obsession. And I'm really focusing on emotion because Scorpio is a water sign. And so it brings up our fears. It brings up some of those lower octave parts of ourselves. And it says you can turn this into something new. You can spin this into gold. But it requires work. It requires that authentic understanding of why you're feeling this way. And so it's important right now to be able to speak back to yourself when you notice these fears coming up, when you can talk back in a higher loving vibration, where you can speak to yourself with unconditional love that pulls you out of that dungeon, or gets you balanced again, gets you into a place of, well, I learned a lot from that experience, and now I understand myself more than ever. Or I can see where certain patterns have emerged throughout my life that I didn't even notice before. Or I can see where I was in relationship to certain people to understand certain lessons and to heal them completely. Or I understand why in my career, in my profession, I thought I was only capable of going so far. I thought I was limited in my potential or what I could do because I was waiting on other people to recognize me. I was waiting on other people to give me the offer or to say this, when I'm going to give that to myself. So much of the mastery of 2020 is understanding what you are in command of. And the truth is, you're in command of your whole energy. So here we have this Capricorn energy reminding us that you are the master of your own fate. You are the captain of your own ship. You are the commander of your energy. And it's an opportunity to call all that back, to strengthen it. And Capricorn energy rules the spine. It rules the bones in our body, our teeth, our ribs. And think about what changes in you when you have a sense of strength physically, and then apply that to yourself emotionally, energetically, spiritually, and so on. It's that rising up of energies, the rising up of strength that's happening right now in the middle of November. And it could also feel foreign on some level. It could also feel uncertain, but that's part of emerging into this new energy spectrum. A few more things to share with you is that Venus in Libra is going to be squaring both Pluto and Jupiter in Capricorn on November 15th, right after the new moon. And this is an interesting energy because when Venus squares a planet, it's known as a softer square. And that's because Venus is receptive. She is looking to feel good. She's looking to understand. And she wants to, she typically focuses on what has value to her. So November 15th, Venus in Libra, squaring Jupiter and Pluto in Capricorn, is looking at and assessing realistically relationships, the giving and receiving in your world. Is it mutual? Is it cooperative? Is it something that feels good to you? Because this square is probably going to show you something that's not working. Venus is getting a checking in and a reality check from the Capricorn energies over this next week. And she's going to see where relationships really need to grow or be in balance, or where you're probably going to step back and lean back or lean away because it just isn't working for you. You could also feel this from somebody else. You could also feel like there's more distance or someone is leaning back from you. And that's because the Venus in Libra, when she wants to interact, she likes to do so in a way that is peaceful, that's balanced, that's fair. But these planets in Capricorn are focused on their purpose, their mission, their work, and a really deep process of change. So this energy is strongest at the new moon. So let's say November 14th through November 19th. And November 19th is when Venus in Libra squares Saturn in Capricorn at 27 degrees. So it's a really good week of perhaps feeling like the relationships that you need or that you want aren't really on the front burner. It could be also a time when you look at other Libra energies and see what has to change. Again, the Capricorn energies are strongest here and they are the decision maker. And it could be that there is a decision maker in your life who tells you what needs to happen, who gives you advice, who is older, they are an expert, they understand something, and it could feel like it's not fair because the Venus in Libra wants things to be equal. But she's getting a checking in with these Capricorn energies that are telling her, it's like, it is what it is, or this is what's happening, this is what you need to understand. And again, because the Capricorn energies are so strong, she probably can't find the compromise that she wants. So over the next week, if you can hold off on financial decisions, relationship decisions, looking at your partnerships, and this could be with customers, with clients, anyone that you're working with, just give it time. Over this next week, give it time. As we've discussed, there's already a lot of big energies up. Don't push relationships. Don't push other people. Don't ask them to do more. And also don't ask yourself to do more. It just has this energy of go slow, let it be, let it lie, and come back and visit things later on in November. Now, Venus is going to enter Scorpio on November 21st. Which is also when the sun enters Sagittarius. So know that that's going to shift what values to you and what you really want. But over the next week, the energies of Venus and Libra are going to be challenged. So really look at your own expectations of other people and assess what is necessary, what is not necessary. And it's a good time to just give people more room. And then on a final note, the sun in Scorpio is really supported over this next week. So think of that Venus in Libra as a background energy, and maybe some disappointments come up with Venus in Libra, but the sun in Scorpio is fully charged, is really invigorated, is feeling good. There's a surge of energy as the sun in Scorpio connects with all three Capricorn planets. On November 14th, during the new moon, the sun in Scorpio sextiles both Pluto and Jupiter in Capricorn. And then on November 18th, the sun in Scorpio sextiles Saturn in Capricorn at 27 degrees. So if you look in your natal chart where the late degrees of Scorpio are and the late degrees of Capricorn are, there's two connection points here for you to make commitments, to move ahead. Again, to honor this new version of yourself that is rising, that is emerging, that is strengthening. This is a time for that. This is where you step into something. And I'm seeing this can be done as a visual, This can be done as something you do even before you go to sleep or through your meditations. I'm seeing it as a visual of moving from, it's like a globe, perhaps an aura, into a higher globe or aura of energies that are assisting you in moving forward, and that you're traveling with what's necessary and leaving behind those older stories, those older energies, those older experiences, everything that has been exfoliated. That's this visual I'm getting of transformation. And of course, there's many beautiful visuals of transformation. So trust whatever calls to you or whatever you're receiving. It can also be that visual of a caterpillar emerging from the cocoon as a butterfly. But keep in mind that when that happens, it takes a little bit of time before the butterfly can fly. That's because it has lots of goo on it. It's emerging from this cocoon into a place of freedom, but it takes time to strengthen the wings. It takes time to get the gunk of transformation off the wings. Like, the flight doesn't happen right away. You're stretching into the wings. You're opening up into what that feels like. It's a very different sensation from being the caterpillar, right? Because now you have wings and you can fly and there's new things that are possible. But that doesn't happen overnight. So it's a very interesting energy here where you can't go back to other versions of yourself. You can't go back to other parts of your life or other parts of your reality because they've changed permanently. But there is this emergence into new potentials that weren't available before. The top level soul contracts are opening up, and they have in them some very beautiful energies that I feel are softer. They are healed components of yourself. They are dreams and manifestations that perhaps felt unobtainable, but now they're coming alive. And it just has this beautiful energy around it that we're meant to tap into and understand. So I want to leave you with the understanding that what 2020 has brought up has a purpose. It has the ability to pay off. It has beautiful openings and potentials. And even though it's been an intense year at many levels of our being, all of that is rewarded when we put in the work and when we continue to show up for ourselves. So know that this is going to be a turning point week in some manner, that there's going to be a lot playing out in the world. There's going to be a lot of things happening. There's going to be a lot of shifts still occurring. But know that this is an opportunity to realign with a higher version of yourself, and that's what you're going to connect to and merge with. And it feels very loving overall. So I know that this episode went a little bit longer, but I hope that these were timely and supportive messages for you. I will be back on Monday for another podcast. I have an idea of what that might be, but we'll just wait and see. I don't want to get ahead of myself because the energies tend to change. But I feel like the Monday energies are going to be channeled because I've been feeling some strong messages around what is changing on the planet right now and how we can perceive current events from the higher 5D frequencies instead of the density of the 3D. So I will look forward to talking more about that soon. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining me. And please note that the 2021 Soul Growth Astrology webinar is now available, which is the full astrology of 2021, all three of the Mercury retrogrades in air signs, the upcoming Venus retrograde in Capricorn, the energies of Mars. Mars is really big in January and February, plus all the eclipses. There's four eclipses in 2021. And then also in this webinar series, I go through the energies of all the outer planets. So it's four webinars, and it is $21 when you use coupon code 2021. I will put the link below this podcast. And the idea is you bring your chart And you look at where the energies are showing up for you. And that's the value, is that you can see what's happening for you in the year ahead. You can see where the eclipses are happening, where the Mercury retrogrades are showing up. And this gives you an opportunity to plan accordingly. And that's why I love doing this, so that you can be on top of your energy. You can be aware of some of the themes that 2021 is going to show you, and you can come back to it throughout the year. So check that out. It's the 2021 Soul Growth Astrology webinar. I hope that it benefits you right now, gets you going on what the new year will bring and what is possible as we go forward. So thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or at my author website, consciouscoolchic.com. And I also see you online on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon.